As a political scientist, I will never glorify coup d'etat because no matter the motive and the intention, you don't subvert the sovereign will of the people through the barrel of the gun and want to govern them. And I think the first coup occurred at the time that most African countries were still technically under liberation. And most of them drew inspiration from the Ghanaian example, we being the first country in sub-Saharan Africa to have gained independence. And our leader was an inspiration to a lot of African leaders and the Pan-Africanist movement across the globe. So what happened in Ghana did not only trigger similar occurrences in other parts of the continent later on, but it completely dashed the ideas of African unification, the ideas of people using the thumb of the gun to decide who governs them, and then the ideas of continental vision and development. What people think was so dangerous about what happened in 1966 was the fact that that coup was masterminded, planned, and to some extent financed, according to a declassified CIA files, by the CIA, because they were afraid of their visions and of the policies of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in rallying the whole continent, possibly behind an opponent in the Cold War.
What lessons can we learn, bitter or sour or good?
I think the lesson we can learn from this is that no matter what, people must decide who they want to govern them at any point in time. If you decide to be democratic, then it starts with giving the people the opportunity to govern you. And it means that never should we allow military or police, or both military and police services, or the security in general, to subvert the sovereign will of the people. And two, which is also more important, is the fact that colonialism, domination will never stop.
That